We've reached out across the continent to talk to Nick Ruby. He joins us for a reality check. He has a story related to the Congressional District 2 in particular, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard's future. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me.
So now this news about Tulsi bidding Aloha Hawaii and Hello California, how did that come about?
Well, what Tulsi Gabbard has done recently is she has left the Hawaii Army National Guard and transferred it into an Army Reserve unit that's based in California. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that she is leaving Hawaii. It just means that she is transferring her part-time military service to a base over in California. And so the way that it's typically set up, we've all heard the phrase 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. She'll have to show up at this base in California once a month to go through her various training and requirements to be in the Army Reserve, and of course go on training missions elsewhere, which of course she is currently on one now, to become a civil affairs officer within the Army Reserve. Now, of course, this is all part of the Tulsi Gabbard's future, because we're waiting to see what exactly it is she does after the end of this year, when she is no longer a member of Congress.
So we don't know for sure whether she's just going to move to California or just stay here in Hawaii and commute to work for this new stint.
At this point, yeah, correct. At this point, we're unsure, and the reason for that is Tulsi Gabbard hasn't told anybody about this. In fact, it was sort of a surprise to many people, including the spokesman of the Hawaii Army National Guard, who, when I reached out to him to ask about her service with the Army National Guard, he had relayed that she was no longer with the National Guard, in fact was with the Army Reserve, and that she had transferred out of the Army National Guard in June, and he didn't realize until August that she had left, when he saw a press release saying that she was on Army Reserve duty in Alaska. Now, of course, some of the listeners might be wondering, why does this matter? Or why should this matter? And, you know, I think that for many people in Hawaii, they've been wondering about where Tulsi Gabbard will land. There's been a lot of speculation about her future career and whether it will be in politics or in some other arena. What this tends to show is that she is trying to advance her military career in the Army Reserve, because she will have more opportunities for promotion and career advancement. But at the same time, we also know that she has converted her presidential campaign account into a leadership PAC, or political action committee, that will allow her to continue raising money and donating to candidates and other political causes, should she choose to do so.
Well, I know that there was a lot of speculation when she turned up at a town hall meeting with a lieutenant governor. Some thought that she might be a candidate to run with him on the ticket. What did the political pundits say?
Well, the political pundits, they are as confounded as most everyone else about what Tulsi Gabbard plans for her future. Again, a big part of that is she does play her cards pretty close to the vest. She rarely has in-depth interviews with the media, and when that does happen, she almost never talks about what her future political ambitions might be. But the speculation really runs the gamut. I mean, I've heard everything from her running for lieutenant governor in 2 years when Josh Green is expected to be on the ticket. I've heard whispers of her possibly running for Senator Mazie Hirono's seat if and when that does become available. Of course, there was a point where people in Brian Schatz's camp were wondering if she was going to maybe challenge him for re-election, perhaps in 2022 as well. Now, and of course, the other part of this that some people say is that maybe she will become a pundit on, say, a cable news station such as Fox, CNN, or MSNBC.
Interesting. Yeah. That's possible. Anything's possible, I guess, at this point. But yeah, she does keep people guessing. But thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate the story.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate your time.
All right. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Ruby with today's reality check. Head to civilbeat.org to read more.